This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Yay! Thank you. Yeah! Well, we are here with good news. As I'm sure you've heard already, the nightmare is finally over.
Amidst some cheering, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday afternoon announcing the capture of David Sweat, one of the escaped prisoners from the Clinton Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Sweat is in critical condition at a hospital in Albany after he was shot twice in the torso by a New York State trooper about 30 miles from the maximum security prison. His accomplice in the escape, Richard Matt, was shot and killed on Friday. Brian Mann is Adirondack reporter for North Country Public Radio. What happened in this case, Brian Mann?
Yeah, this is a dramatic ending to this. Yesterday afternoon, a state police sergeant was driving along a country road, spotted a man walking along, and gave chase on foot and finally shot David Sweat twice to bring him to ground, ending what had been really about 22 days of fear and anxiety across this huge rural area.
And 22 days, it appears that these two escaped prisoners were essentially hiding behind trees and bushes along the way. They really didn't have a plan, and we know that their plan kind of unraveled when they left the prison, but they didn't have a plan for these 22 days.
Yeah, their getaway driver bailed out on them at the last minute. That left them stuck in the woods. And I have to say, you have to take your hats off to these agents and investigators. Every theory that I heard on social media, in the press, was that these guys were long, long gone. They were in Mexico. They were on the other side of the planet. The investigators hunkered down. They kept following small leads that led them again and again back here to the North Country. And so they fanned out, dug deep into the woods, scoured old country roads, barns, you know, buildings. And finally, one by one, they found them. And it was just shoe leather. It was shoe leather day after day in some of the most grueling conditions. I've lived in Alaska, lived here in the North Country for many years. This was tough country, tough weather, and they just gutted it out.
Yeah, I was listening to some talk from state troopers and retired state troopers over the last couple of weeks, and there was always a sense from the New York State Troopers that the Adirondacks are nothing to sneer at. These guys aren't going to just slide through the Adirondacks and escape. There was always a sense of the terrain being the ally that was really on their side.
I've trekked through this country where these men were hiding out. Sometimes if you make a mile in an hour, that's great time. And so the fact that they only made it 30 or 40 miles total in their journey, you know, those were 30 or 40 tough, tough miles. And you can tell looking at the photographs of David Sweat, this is a man who lived rough and really suffered through these days and finally made one mistake. And that one mistake was all it took for him to be caught.
What about the city of Malone that was the focus of these last few hours of the escape? What have people said? How concerned were they? How much of a sort of police presence was on the street of Malone?
Yeah, this was paramilitary. I mean, it was really, you know, occupied country with roadblocks, with patrols sweeping through backyards. It really stretched from Plattsburgh in the east to Malone in the north and then across to Saranac Lake in the heart of the Adirondacks. This whole area was really under this pressure, under this fear. Social media was full of it. Our interviews, we found people really frightened. Remember, John, this is really remote country. So if you're living in a home out on one of these country roads, you know, it's you in the dark of night wondering where these men are day after day, day after day. And so that's what has finally ended with this capture yesterday.
And it's not, even though, as you described, they're close to the Canadian border, it's not as though getting into Canada was any sort of escape. The terrain is the same up there. And two guys wandering around without Canadian passports, that's about as high profile as you can get. Brian Mann, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
And Brian, thanks so much for being with us through this whole 22 days. It's been great collaborating with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much.
Adirondack reporter for North Country Public Radio, Brian Mann.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.